This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Obviously, you know the song.
Yeah. Is it Timothy Chalamet?
No, but he's got black arms now because of his tattoos.
Oh.
Sometimes
he's... P1 Big Brown?
No, sometimes he's got pink hair.
P1 Big Brown?
No, somebody people would know.
Damn. Jey Uso.
It is MGK.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, really? I didn't know he could sing and not rap. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. Can he sing?
Yeah.
This is him here, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Is it good?
It's not Matchbox 20.
It sounded like it was one of those actors that sings, and you're like, oh, wow, you're a good singer. But if you were an unknown, you would not be called a good singer, you know?
No.
It's like... What's the dude's name? Oh, crap. Bradley Cooper. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Great actor.
But then when you listen to his music or his soundtracks or whatever, you're like, I know that's Bradley Cooper. That's why I appreciate this more. But if it was a nobody, I'd be like, eh.
Like you wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to label people and put them in boxes.
I thought he was good with Lady Gaga.
I need him to pick a lane.
I have to keep a Kleenex in my nose or it's just pouring out like a sieve.
Oh, man. Stay over
there.
That's
a good look for you.
It, doesn't it? It's like when you would wear one strap down on the overalls. I just got one nose plug.
Can I take your picture like that? Just show you how good it looks?
Would you like...
She's trying to get me back. You're not going to post it.
No.
Well, why take it? That's what I always say. I'll flip it off so you can't post it.
What's a good one?
God bless.
Would you like a Mucinex, maybe? Help you out?
No, I've taken I took a Viacom earlier. I don't know. Anyway.
Took a suppository, the allergy suppository?
I take mine in the ears, so I can't hear out of my right ear today.
Aw. Sorry.
Okay. This gentleman contacted Fatboy on... He slid into Fatboy's DMs yesterday.
Ooh, do tell.
He's got to be anonymous.
Okay.
I told him he could be.
All right, so...
That's not what his Instagram says.
Anonymous. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll just make sure that I don't say something I should or should not. All right, so somebody, they want to stay anonymous and something heavy that needs to get off his chest, so we agreed on that. And we won't even say any locations or anything, just to... A place to vent, perhaps. So, Anonymous, you're on. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me do this. I know this is going to sound bad, but I literally do not have anyone else to talk to. I can't tell my friends what I want to say because they'd tell their wives and
Amen.
It 100% get back to my wife.
Oh.
And I just think that would be
God, isn't that weird where you become couples friends, whether it's your friend and his wife with your wife or, you know, vice versa. And just that, just friends. But you know that if it starts off, it's your friend, and then your wife and his wife start to become buddies too, that relationship dynamic changes so much.
It's like the John Mulaney joke. You don't have friends. You have a wife who has friends who have husbands.
That's it, man. I mean, that's literally what it is.
That is
so,
your group.
I can totally feel you on that. So what is it you, because we're doing, you know what? How great does it feel that you, would by a direct message, changed an entire hour of this show, and we only get four.
So that's all we get.
Yeah, we only get four a day, and we've given this one to you, sir. So what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm just at a crossroads right now in my life.
Great song.
Yeah. I don't know. So, look, I love my wife. I do. She's an amazing person.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Dude, it's like them bumper stickers. I love my wife. You know, you've seen those, and like, oh, there it is, Crossroads. Yeah. For those of you listening on the podcast later, Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony's playing. So imagine that, if you will.
So good. Miss Monkle Jojo.
You've seen the bumper sticker say, I love my wife. And to me, I feel like you cheated on her, you're like, I'll do anything. I want you to put a bumper sticker on your car that says you love me and go to work with it and drive around with it. I mean, I never see any I love my husbands. I'm proud of my smart kid that got on honor roll and all this stuff, or blah, blah, blah. Never I love my husband.
Well, it might be like on a punch bug.
And don't take that out of context later, me saying that I love my husband. Now, Anonymous, back to this, so I will not jump in quite as much anymore. You love your wife. You really do. What else? What's the problem? There's something here.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's just true.
Oh, like,
that is, it's pretty brutal honesty.
Gosh.
You know, it's weird in life. People say, oh, you know what? I respect so-and-so because they always say what they're thinking. And the people that say that are the people that agree with what that guy or girl said that say that. If you disagreed with him, you'd say, he says what he thinks too much.
He's right. He couldn't tell anybody else.
But, like, how long have you been feeling this?
Oh, I don't know. It's just been too long to count. It's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far like the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just,
God.
I'm over here. Yeah. I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
I think Fatboy's dying at the fact you're saying this. Even though you're anonymous, like, but I mean, look, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, that's a lot, you know, but like, you got preferences, you got to be happy. I mean, you're honest about it for sure, but a lot of people aren't. I give you that.
Well, my God. I mean,
why did you marry her? You're not attracted to her.
I mean, she's just got like amazing qualities, like an amazing listener. You know, she's funny too. There's just so much I can say, and she still is. She still is those things. It's just, I don't know. It's just been one of those things that has been on my mind for a very long time, and I mean, I guess it just feels better getting this out in the open.
Have you? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, wait till we read somebody's text to you. I mean, for real, like, I don't know where to even start. Like, you're going to get some sympathy from people like Fatboy, although I think in his heart, Fatboy is playing a character of sorts right now. Like, down deep,
I think more people are going to relate than they want to admit to it, at least to their friends.
Right. I mean, that doesn't make it easier, though. Like, are you planning to leave her? Like, is that where this is going ultimately? Because, you know, you don't think she's attractive anymore? God bless.
Oh, I mean, I doubt it. If I'm just going to be honest, I completely doubt it. I mean, if it happens naturally, I there's probably going to be a part of me that won't try to stop it, but I don't want to initiate that at this point. I think it just becomes a question of how much am I willing to lose, maybe just on the financial front, just to get some peace of mind. You know, I just don't know where I am with that. It's hard to think
so I guess
about
you,
that.
You guys have been together for a little bit, and it's like a steady decline over the years? Or?
And did you, like, have a body change? Like, did you start giving a damn and start getting in shape, and now you're like, oh, I could – you subconsciously, you're like, I could get better than this. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have been – I mean, because of, like, medical stuff, I've been eating better the last, like, maybe 5-10 years. So I think, you know, with that comes, like, running and stuff like that, and just trying to take care more care of my body. So I don't think it's anything drastic, but, you know, I've definitely been taking care of myself like that.
We know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be around the friend group. One of the girls in the friend group is going to have a slip up, maybe a fight with a husband. Going to turn to you. You're going to end up cheating on your wife with her friend.
Yeah.
Because you don't like her.
Or they could blackmail you that with that. They could say, hey, by the way, Charlie told me what you told him about Alyssa.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I'm trying to think of ambiguous.
Or they'll use this against you.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to dump her and she's going to move on and she's going to look better and find a better man. Because you know what? Pretty is pretty does.
Oh, God bless.
So, like, he said if she moved on, it'd take two trips.
She's going to find a guy that respects her and loves her.
Is that, like, just say, I mean, God knows you have no issue with saying this, but is it a weight gain or, like, her face got wrinkled? I mean, like, what is the big complaint here?
I mean, it's a bit of weight gain. It's like
and how many kids?
No, it's just
we
never had kids. It's just the two of us. No.
Do you feel like she's, I don't want to say, not that she's stupid, but you feel like she's kind of trailed. You feel like she's trailed off as far as, like, I don't want to say trying to keep up mentally, but, like, you know, like, if you don't always try to stay on top of everything, you just kind of let stuff slide and you're like, you know, I don't care, whatever. Kind of like a laissez-faire type attitude about life. Like, that could turn you off too, as far as no zest to learn, I guess
you'd say. I didn't know you knew any French other than bidet.
Well, comment esta, garçon.
I don't speak.
How about that? But you make her sound like she's like some gross, like,
yeah, but, like, I mean, like,
fat woman.
And I know I appreciate you listening to the show. I do, and I appreciate you wanting to do this. I do, and I respect your thought process. I do, but you sound like the biggest ass, comma hole, and I spelled that with a W. So, I mean, like. I mean, you're a dirtbag. I mean, you are. Like,
but he did just want to vent, though. Like, he's not telling her this.
Yeah, but he's anonymous. But, like, I mean, oh, and I know that you're not calling from right around where we live, but, like, we do very well in ratings. And I'm just saying, like, somebody's going, you imagine, like, what if it got back to her and she heard this?
It will.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get back
to her. You could have wrote an email or something. Like, that's. I don't think very much of you. And I don't, if you disagree or, you know, have issues with me saying that, I get that too. But
I feel sorry for you that you're so vain.
I think what he did is he got started working out better and thought, oh, I can get better than this now because women are maybe looking at you now.
I'll applaud your honesty because I feel like people feel this but will never say it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things you think and you shouldn't say, and you applaud this guy for saying it.
And he's probably...
Yeah, because, you know, like, a lot of people just put up with it, and they'll live with it.
And there's so many guys out there that think they're so hot right now, and they look like garbage. I'm just going to say it. You know, just because you're working out...
Look over here!
I'm not! I'm just saying.
You know what? If you feel better, then I guess it was all for it.
Yeah, that made you feel better saying your wife was ugly now? Did he hang up? Okay, you there? All right, kiss off then. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Let's read some of these texts.
Yeah, I feel sorry for his wife.
I mean, I do. Like, and it's not the
fact
that...
Thank you, Matt. I agree.
I wasn't a mama's boy. I mean, I loved both parents equally. I am the father of a daughter, so that could maybe lend to it. But also, like, I'm not a dickhead in that regard. In some ways, probably. Here's a text. This person signed it with their name, and I can look at the number and know it's not the Travis in Bowling Springs that I know. Y'all acting shocked, but he's just saying, wow, fat boy, sounds like you texted it. He's just saying what a lot of men are scared to say. Attraction does matter. At least he's not cheating on her or lying about it. I respect his honesty. My God.
I mean, he's going to. It's going to lead to that. If they stay together.
Might not be popular, but I get it. I've been there. People change. Life changes. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It just means he's a human. Big country from Gaffney.
Oh, man.
He's a narcissist.
I mean, like, it breaks down the whole thing of, I get, love is love, and, you know, it's...
God, maybe it was just like years of frustration. He's taking an honest inventory.
This is the kind of guy that in a movie, if something happened, knock on wood, something happened in her face, got scarred up or whatever, he'd leave her. Like, he's not the oath or whatever. You know, he broke every bit of it.
What if he always felt that way, but just ignored it for years and years? He said she was the ugliest one, by far.
Maybe he should go out with dudes who have ugly wives.
Yeah.
Should be I don't know.
Girls' night pictures where you see the one and you're like, y'all brought her for...
Maybe put everybody else over,
I guess. Pretty
diversity,
sure.
Or you want to be able to say in certain conversations, no, I have a heavy set friend.
From the way,
and this is what they tell me.
From the way he carried himself, I'm sure her friends think that he's an ugly cow and that...
And you know
he's not nice either.
You know what the guy version of that is, right? Like, you got the one that, like, you want to pawn off on the ugly girl of the group. And he's like, I don't want to get on that one. And all the hot girls are like, oh, she's real sweet. She's nice. Go out with her. You know, you guys would be great together. I'm like, no. She's the ugly one. And I want to hook up with you, not her.
Just a reminder for those of you asking for the phone number through the text line, it's the same number. It's very inclusive now.
Tired of telling you at this point.
1-800. Well, I get it. I don't think I say it enough. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can call or text. Sam, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Sam says, oh, wow, let me grab a tissue for this poor man who's still married to a woman he's not attracted to but won't leave because it might cost him some money. Pussy. Hero stuff right there. Eye roll.
What does he got in mind with that tissue?
I know there's a lot of girls that date guys that, because you don't want a guy that's so hot and thinks he's so hot because it's just trouble. And women sometimes like guys that are just regular guys. But you would never say that he's not the hottest thing. You fall in love with the person, not their looks.
But does that not come down to a little bit of lack of self-esteem on this fictional woman you're discussing, though?
No, I'm talking about when you fall in love with someone, it's not just so much what they look like. How you feel around them and what type of person they are.
Kyle says, breaking news, man discovers wife aged like a normal human being, more than 11. Amen. That's right. Now, I do think, this is something I've done in the past. When dating, I will look at, I'll look at pictures of the grandmother. And their mom.
Oh, grandma, okay.
Yeah.
Go that
because,
far
well, I'm saying, like, if you're thinking, all right, this is going to go somewhere. When I say, like, a woman's a classic, like, that means, like, I use that reference all the time, but I mean, like, I can see her beauty through the years, and thumbs up to that.
What if the grandma's not good, though?
Depends on if it's the maternal or if it's the fraternal.
Now you sound like Anonymous.
Right?
No, that's looking ahead. I'm doing my homework by that way.
He should have, right?
Now, it doesn't work all the way because if you look at pictures of me, I look worse younger than I do older. I mean, it's that weird kind of thing.
You grew into a nice man. Nice.
That was
man.
My original radio name, but, you know, they wanted me to play the face slash heel villain kind of thing. So we went with Matt instead of...
The heel again.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy's getting killed, man. You can't even read all the text.
I'll read one more. Oh, wow.
He's honest, though.
y'all don't want to be, I think she meant y'all, or you. You don't want to be seen in pictures with her. Bro, you sound like a high school prom queen who peaked in 2002. Sit down, F word.
God.
He sounds like a mean girl. Yeah. Part of the mean girl club. You're not so hot.
This one's not signed. Says he's miserable, but won't leave because he might lose a truck and half a house plant. Sounds like true love, man.
Yeah, he was thinking about it.
I mean, there's honesty, and like it's the movie Liar Liar, where he can't tell a lie, you know, and like that's like, well, it's brutal honesty.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad most people don't feel that way, because what if your husband or wife was in a terrible accident? Would you not love them anymore because they don't look the same?
It was my husband, yes.
Yeah.
At least he's not one of these people that are like, you know, we're not together, but we live together. We live together, but we're not together. Like, okay.
Well, remember back so when the guy called around October and said, my wife and I decided we're going to get a divorce. We want to wait until after. Or she wanted to wait until after Christmas.
He wanted to wait.
Yeah. Until they tell the kids. So she's like, so we're going to live for 2.5 months in this fake relationship. We're acting in front of our kids. And he's like, I want to have one more Christmas as a family. And I'm like, you don't really want to get divorced. It sounds like she does, you know?
God, I got to find out what happened to that guy. That was a big deal. Big damn deal. You'll take a break.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're like, this is just all people the same, saying the same stuff.
Yeah.
This man called TRG to say his wife's ugly and somehow thinks she's the problem. The math ain't mathin', boys. If his wife finds out, tell her I'll whoop his $$ for free of charge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't ask for anything. Wait in the truck.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. I'd love to hear from people who agree with Fat Boy in saying, it's not a disagreement kind of thing, but I mean, there's just some stuff you shouldn't say. If you think it, regardless, you shouldn't say it.
Yeah, he said he couldn't tell his friends. That was pretty smart.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Your calls and texts next. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Joe. All righty. You want to hear some more hateful fun text messages to read?
Of course.
Poor guy. No, this is the one where I know this is misspelled, but let's just have fun with it. Poor guy. Must be hard being so swallow. You drown in a puddle. I believe the word was shallow that Debbie meant to say. Must be hard being so shallow. But she said swallow, and the point was taken.
Yeah, it's like a challenged haiku.
Also, if you would put like the city you're texting in. I mean, if you want to be all private and everything, fine. But like, I think it's fun for us to kind of see where people are texting from. Let me get this straight. He's mad his wife doesn't look like her hot friends. Tell him to post a picture of himself or send it to y'all guys. I bet he's no Helmsworth either.
Yeah.
God.
Probably not.
Clay.
I'm very surprised at how this dude's getting slaughtered.
There's people in text that agree with him. Tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up when I'm talking
Stop
to you.
Stop picking on him.
Shut up.
You're not
I read all the
paid.
Ones where people were, no, there's not one.
Oh, my God. You want to hear it? You want to see it?
Do it. I was going to show you.
Go down there.
I was going to highlight it for you.
Well, that's just a hater.
See?
I mean, yeah, I know. Mute him.
No, I don't
Mute Phil.
I let them hate me.
She's a glutton for it. She likes it. It's like her BDSM type.
Was it that? We should get a Nirvana song made by
hate
Dan.
Hate me today. Yeah.
Hate me, friend.
It really doesn't bother me.
Well, you keep mentioning it like it does. Let's go to P1 Benji Mac. I will play favorites. Benji Mac, good morning.
Man, first in line. I'm killing it.
Yes, you are. I mean, I've said that. I'm not supposed to show any kind of favoritism, but if I see one that I know is going to be good, I take it. So don't make me regret this, Benjamin.
T1 Ben Dousherbag. We'll get to him in a minute. But you got to go way back for that one. Mm-hmm. So the P1 legalize it guy, I was trying to get to him yesterday, the guy that called in that having an issue with his kids. Yeah. I was trying to reach out to him yesterday, but I wanted to tell him, and I hope he's listening today, to contact the Tim Tebow Foundation. I was listening to a podcast with Sean Ryan, and Tim Tebow was on it, and I can't stand Tim Tebow. I'm a Georgia fan, and Tebow cries about everything, but the foundation that he's got going on for that type of stuff is absolutely amazing. I mean, if you get a chance to listen to that podcast, it'll change your opinion on Tim Tebow, and I think that could help him out with the situation he's going through. But on the other note, if homeboy's so, so snatched and looks so good, and maybe he should talk his wife into going to the gym with him. I mean, women have kids, and age and you look different. I mean, damn, I weigh 129 or 229 pounds now. I was like a 140 when my wife and I got married. So I mean, I get it, I understand, but
badass.
Yeah. You having a yard sale? I need to buy some of your shorts.
Dang it. You know what? We should figure out a way. They do baby clothes like that. Why don't we do like fat guy clothes? What?
The big and tall.
Yeah, it's like a big trade night with all fat guy clothes.
I know women trade dresses for events. Why don't you all trade shorts?
That's all it would be with shorts and plain
shirts.
Shorts and a t-shirt. So the only other advice I've got for Dalshabog there would be from Baby Billy, and that's go outside, nerd.
Yeah.
Go on now.
That's go on now.
Thank you, Benji. Right as he said that, though, I'm assuming this is a woman. Again, we don't get little gender things on there to let us know. And they probably don't allow that, do they?
Can't ask.
If my husband told me I needed to start going to the gym with him, that instantly tells me he's no longer happy with the way I look. That's from, I assume, a woman or a gay man. Who knows? Who knows?
I wish he would have told us how long they were together and how old they both are. That would have had like more context.
Didn't even get in the text about it. I can tell you why he don't have kids. He doesn't sound like he's into women. That's one of the texts we got. Let's go to Misty. Misty, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment for the anonymous douchebag that just called.
Yeah, I do. I just want to say, you know, it's not fair to her. He needs to just man up. Admit he's miserable. It doesn't matter. He's just making excuses. You know, that's just what he's grasping at. He's saying, oh, well, it's the weight, it's the looks. He's just grasping. He's miserable.
Yeah.
So, man up. Let her move on. She's probably miserable, too. She's probably not being treated the way she should be treated by him.
He's also a keeping up with the Joneses kind of guy, because he kept saying, oh, her friend, my friend's wives are hotter.
Yeah.
You know?
He's probably verbally abusive to her, and she can do better.
Will she, though? Some people like that. They're glutton for
Misty,
it.
What is Misty short for?
Everything. I left.
Is Misty short for anything? Like mysticism?
Mystical, is that your right?
She got offended and hung up.
Yep.
I was named after the popular brand of cigarettes, guys. It's funny you ask.
I'm long and skinny.
I'm long and skinny.
And I smell good.
My God, yeah, this guy is getting, I don't want to use the word crucified because that's not cool.
That's what's so good about giving the platform, you know, just what if you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
He feels better. And we get stuff in return. You get to roast him.
You know, I can understand if he'd say, well, she's not the way she used to look. I want to help her. Anybody give her any suggestions? But to say that her friends are better than her is kind of cruel. That's a judgment. You know what I mean?
She's the ugliest by far.
So that's him. That's it. That he probably feels that way about his car, or we don't have people at our house because their houses are nicer.
Yes. I think he has a crush on one of her friends.
Today's All Advice Hour brought to you by the letter P for Pickle Park. So the letter P.
What's up, Edith?
Pickle Park. Paige, who has a frequent flyer mile there.
She loves it.
What's going on in the Plex?
We're going to find out what the new health hack is, the crazy thing that humans are eating. We're going to also find out why Eva Longoria is not doing sexy photos anymore. So we've got a lot to talk about in the headlines now.
The hell pack.
Well, it's probably cool if she don't, you know, if she don't do them. Like, I don't think anybody's like asking for them, are they?
I mean, I you know, if she popped them up on the gram, I'd take a look. Yeah, I'd even drop her a lock, comment. I'd share it.
Do a little, you know.
But oh, the hell pack though, is that something like with the hot potato chip like we ate that time? And is it like all this like hot crap?
It's got to be. I got one still too. If you want to,
I don't. That was. It's
amazing.
They
don't sell them anymore.
I was going to say it's amazing that they did sell them at all.
Yeah.
All right. Something about Tupac and the lady from Sex in the City, was it? Or
Modern
Desperate
Family?
Housewives.
Yeah.
One of those. All right. Modern Housewives. Which place though? Which housewife was she?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of the wrong person completely. Oh,
okay.
I was thinking of Sophia, whatever.
At first, I was thinking of Evan Longoria, the baseball player.
He just retired one day contract.
I know,
with
I saw that.
One day.
I hate when they do that.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Pine.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, Desperate Housewives star Eva Longoria says she won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because of her son.
Why is he like a... Like, he ain't gonna go search hers out.
Well, I so the only equivalent of that I can get, and I've said this before, and I go ahead and text, I don't care. prior to becoming a father, I received money to appear at strip clubs, and
naked.
Nope. I was just there as the hype person, you know, the host of the evening or whatever.
Ooh.
And easy money. And people that hear this probably say, well, you're a moron. But I didn't ever want my kid to go to school and say, you know, hear a kid say, oh, my dad met your dad at the strip club last night. I just didn't. And I stuck to it, and I never did. And it was just...
Is it time to reevaluate?
Maybe? Well, I'm a grandfather again now, and I don't want my grandson going to school.
What's cool, though, is the grandson. It's like, hey, man, your cool-ass grandpa was at the jiggle joint last night.
He's and like, then part of me says, well, we go up and do the appearances at Adam and Eve and stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about all the stuff we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those, that and New Year's Eve parties. I just won't do them.
Yeah, I hear you on that one, the New Year's Eve.
That was a promise made to my dad after a guy he worked with and a guy that I went to school with, the son that I went to school with, passed away in a car accident on New Year's Eve by a drunk driver. And my dad said, Matthew, I know you're going to drink, but I was like 12 when he said this. No, I was older. He's like, of all the nights of the year, just stay home at night or be at a friend's house or something. And so, you know, started out doing radio, wouldn't do New Year's Eve parties.
It happens every New Year's. Yeah. Somebody gets killed.
But my dad's dead now, so is that promise still count?
Yeah, I would keep that one for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm fine, too.
Well, before I do anything, I usually ask my son if it's going to embarrass him because I've embarrassed him enough in his life. But
he's like, what's the matter?
Oh, no, he doesn't feel that way.
You still on radio, Mama?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't listen to you. No, before I got married, my husband showed his father some of the pictures that I've done.
See, that's a little weird.
What, your wedding pictures with your cleavage hanging out?
Or the other things that I did here,
yeah,
I wasn't proud of.
The Rise Girls pictorial.
Yeah, and my father-in-law saw that and said, well, I don't know why she would do something like that, but if you want to marry her, go right ahead.
I don't get that. Like, if my son brought me a picture of some chick he was dating, I wouldn't, like, you know, be looking at the picture with him like, yeah.
And
like,
it's not,
just weird.
Yeah, like Mark when you do that.
Yeah.
It's not like I picked the pictures out myself. I just did a shoot with somebody, and right. It was just like crazy. And
it was a football shoot. You were the center with no pants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, won't you hike it?
Forever.
But.
You got to be careful. And I agree with her. Well, you got to be careful whatever you do because it's in history for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would show it to him like, hey, or like to bully him or whatever, but like, he wouldn't go seek him out, I would hope.
It's like that quote the guy said yesterday. He's like, hickeys go away. Screenshots don't.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
I was like, man, that is like, that's the 20, what century are we in? 21st century. That's like some 21st century meme stuff right there. It's awesome.
That's why they tell these girls, like, we know you're going to send topless pictures. Just don't put your face in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how parents, I guess, justify it being okay.
Also, don't get tattoos on your breasts, you know.
They're going to know it's you.
Like Eve, you know, was it Eve that had the paw prints on her boobies? Yeah,
and
she did.
And I would hear people say, well, I'm a Christian.
Garden
and I would never do the things that you do. And I'm like, what do I do that's so bad?
A Christian doesn't judge people like that, so they're not a Christian. I've been called a fake Christian before.
I heard it.
Yeah, Fat Boy heard it.
Oh.
I was taken aback, so I didn't say anything for 10 minutes.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I said, well, you know what? I'm going to fake pray for you.
I'm only going to put one hand up.
You just say that because you can't get on your knees to pray. Now, listen, this is not a competition. This is not a competition. That's why we don't call it the Best Damn Audio Battle. It's now the Best Damn Audio Buffet.
It's like for you, you know, you get a lot of choices.
We're giving you 6 rounds of funny audio.
I can't wait.
That's funny you say buffet with this one because, you know, one of mine involves food.
2 of mine, I hope you're not eating food when you hear them.
Were you the one that did the creepy thing last? Yeah, you were.
Before the show started?
Every day.
I don't remember what that one was.
Was it the douche commercial?
It was the douche commercial, yeah, the mom and daughter douching together.
Mass and Gill. Yeah, sometimes you don't smell so fresh down there, Mom. Like, what? How do you know that?
Mom, stop.
Y'all too close. I mean, you want a good relationship, but not that. All right.
Just fart, baby girl.
The best. The best damn audio right after this. Good morning.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.